The debate over euthanasia continues across the world, but in Canada, the discussion has been thrust into the headlines recently following the suicide of an octogenarian woman near Vancouver. Not wanting to be a drain on the health system or her family as dementia set in, Gillian Bennett chose to end her own life. Journalist Natalie Carney met up with Mrs. Bennett's son and looks at where the issue of euthanasia is going in Canada.
One Monday morning in mid-August, shortly before noon, 85-year-old Gillian Bennett dragged a foam mattress from her home near Vancouver, Canada, to a grassy area facing a jagged rock cliff. She took a sip of some fine whiskey, followed by a dose of Nebutal mixed with water, and died. Her loving husband of 60 years, Jonathan, was by her side.
He said she woke up like somebody with a job to do, and she did it.
Guy Bennett is Gillian and Jonathan's son. He and his sister had known of their mother's desire to end her life for many years.
She announced one day at the dinner table that she would be committing suicide at a time of her choosing, and she said in a very, could only be described as an English expression, she said, I have no intention of rotting in public.
That time came 15 years later with the onset of dementia.
And she would bring up the same topic 6 times in a day, with her eyes kind of sparkly as though it was fresh and new, and I'd have to tell her, Mum, we've already talked about this.
Instead of a suicide note, Gillian developed a website, deadatnoon.com, which her family published shortly after her death. On it, she writes, "All members of my immediate family know that it matters to me not to become a burden to them or to Canada. I have discussed my situation with them all. In our family, it is recognized that any adult has the right to make her own decision." Gillian wanted the right to determine when life was enough before her mental deterioration took that right away.
We're hearing stories from dozens of people who are going through similar issues with their parents and people that want to have the right to die with dignity.
Others, her death has reignited the topic of euthanasia or physician-assisted suicide in Canada, where it is currently illegal.
I mean, I definitely agree. Like, I think if you've tried everything else, of course, and if doctors agree as well, and your family's supporting you, then I think it should be allowed.
If they're living in pain and they're living a horrible life, and we don't know what happens in the afterlife, then they should have the right to make that decision on their own. The government shouldn't get to decide that for us.
I believe it's each individual's choice as long as they're not persuaded into it and that they are of sound mind.
I understand that some people have a hard time dealing with their problems and dealing with their health and the rest, and especially if you are unable to be part of society and part of the world. I understand some people might want to go away from it. And I think that's perfectly fine. We have the right to do that.
Yet this, too, is exactly where those opposed to euthanasia find fault in the concept.
Because you will always have people who see their present circumstances intolerable in some way. Those people will always be at risk for suicide. Therefore, to constantly dangle a legal assisted suicide option in front of vulnerable people is, in effect, an inducement to commit suicide.
Dr. Will Johnston, the chair of the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition of British Columbia, worries that legalizing euthanasia is a recipe for disaster.
Gillian Bennett is not representative of the average person who would be at risk. She's a highly articulate, highly motivated activist whose family was clear on her intentions. Whereas if we go to Belgium or the Netherlands, we find hundreds of cases where there's actually been no evidence that the person requested euthanasia, and yet they were killed.
Currently, euthanasia is only legal in Belgium, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg.
There is simply no way to contain the prohibition against killing. Once it's been broken, there is no way to contain that within a legal system or within a medical system. In 2002, when legislators in Belgium first passed laws which set up their euthanasia system, they specifically excluded psychiatric patients and said that only competent adults would be involved. Well, of course, recently they've changed the law so that children can be euthanized in Belgium. They've also allowed psychiatric patients, including depressed people, to be euthanized.
According to a recent study, euthanasia cases in Belgium have risen 27% in the last year, equating to an average of 5 deaths per day.
And there's no recourse. In the 12 years that the Belgian system has been in place, not one case has been referred to the public prosecutor.
Last month, supporters of euthanasia in Canada were energized when the Canadian Medical Association appeared to change their stance on the matter, saying it supports the rights of all physicians within the bounds of existing legislation to follow their conscience when deciding whether to provide medical aid in dying.
Now, this is, of course, was taken by pro-euthanasia activists to mean that they were softening their position against euthanasia. That's not actually true. The Canadian Medical Association's official position is against euthanasia. And the vast majority of Canadian physicians have always been in favor of doctors being able to follow their own conscience on any topic, not just end-of-life care.
However, Guy feels the winds are changing.
There's certain movements, sort of general social changes that you can track. You could feel it with gay marriage, and you could feel it again with the legalization of marijuana. My gut sense is that this is the way that physician-assisted suicide will go, simply because the arguments against it are too weak, and they crumble.
For Guy's sister, Jillian's daughter, Sarah, her mother left her too soon. She believes that had there been legal, humane medical options, her mother might still be alive.
What we need to do is recognize that death is inevitable and that we need to palliate. We know that all of the physical problems that happen at the end of life can be adequately controlled with good palliative care.
However, limited facilities and high costs make reasonable standard palliative care unavailable for a large percentage of Canadians. In any case, no amount of medical, psychological, or community support was going to change Jillian Bennett's mind, according to her son.
Without any question. Anyone who knows my mom knows that's true. She did not play to the crowd.
Jillian simply wanted the right to choose how she would get old and how she would spend her final days while her mind was still alive. Without laws to support that, she saw suicide as her only solution. And with that, she wrote her final words. Today, now, I go cheerfully and so thankfully into that good night. Jonathan, the courageous, the faithful, the true and the gentle, surrounds me with his company. I need no more. It's almost noon.